Blog Talk Radio.
I'm a hard working man. I wear a steel hard hat. I can ride rope, a hammer and paint. Do things with my hands that most men can't. I can't get ahead no matter how hard
Thank you.
I try.
I appreciate it.
Really good at barely getting by.
Do you know the first names of Brooks and Dunn?
By the sweat of my brow.
It's very good. Look at you.
From my four-wheel drive to my cowboy
They have,
boots.
Yeah.
Power it all through my blue-collar roots.
Right.
Feel like I'm working overtime on a runaway train. I got
they were forced together.
From this ball and chain.
Yeah.
I'm a hard working man.
Yeah, that's exactly what happened. The owner of the bar said, hey, you dope, you got to play together. No, I think it was Mike Curb of Curb Records basically said, he had them both signed as single acts. And he's like, you guys either become a tag team or you're out of here. And they pulled it off. Yeah. They were like the king of the duos in our generation. Was I boring you with the Brooks and Dunn talk?
Come Friday night, I like to party hard. I carry on with the Cadillac cutie. Spend my whole week's pay on some weekend beauty. Come Monday morning,
I have both of them. Oh, no. I've done them both, yeah. I had fun. Cleveland Indians can be the Cleveland Indians and no one complains, but the Redskins can't be the Redskins. I mean, that their mascot, their logo is downright offensive.
Yes, all right. That's what I've been hearing.
Well, is there some issues with the Cleveland Indians now?
Oh, no. There was one. There is a bit, but not like the Redskins, you know.
All right.
There's a bit of a sound issue to the start of the live show, but...
Oh.
With the new technology, this week I can go back and I can up that for the beginning part.
Right,
it's
wow.
Transition.
You're like the Viagra of radio.
Yeah, hang on. Yeah, what do you see?
I'm okay
as usual. The clerk is bad and echoey. That, I know.
I bet I'm better now. Before you could only hear me, I did the entire intro without my microphone on.
Oh.
It's on in our cans.
Uh-huh.
It's not out there. So,
wow. So yeah. I've been having a conversation with myself.
Yeah, the opening was right on par. We just kind of rocked it out.
And you know, the best part about it was that was probably, you know, of all the intros you've done, that was probably your best one. Like, you nailed the Stitcher. You nailed all the talking points.
This
you
is how. This
on fire. That was like a demo reel intro.
Just give the recap, because we don't want to do that all over again. Is that the recap?
We got a phone number.
We do, 888-787-4827, 888-787-4827. We also have mentioned in there that I had a good time on last week's wrestling show.
Oh, yeah, that
you
was
know?
Fun, yeah.
We're back to Chicago sports now for the week. Al and I are going to watch
If your mics are on,
though.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's for sure. But we'll go back to it. We had fun, and it's good for not just the... It's good for not just the wrestling fan. Like, you and I really weren't that much into it again, and we enjoyed it. And that podcast was fun. Billy Wack, Jeff Buckets Graveline.
Yeah, corporate Buckets.
Yeah.
Just because last week we robbed our listening audience of our Masters coverage, tonight I am starting the show with some golf news.
Are you heading to Waffle House?
What's at a Waffle House?
Did you catch that?
No.
The guy who won, Bubba. He tweeted a picture of himself at Waffle House that night celebrating.
This is a thing?
Yeah, it's a thing. It made the news. It's because nobody – the thought is who just won the Masters and then goes to the Waffle House? Well, Bubba does. Bubba Watson, right? That's his name?
Yeah. He's a he loves Jesus.
It's the Larcher and Lawrence sports show, by the way.
He doesn't drink, and I don't trust any man that doesn't drink and golfs.
Okay.
If you're golfing and you're not drinking, there's something evil about you. There's something downright sinister about your life. Bubba Watson, I think, might be an evil man.
He could be.
You don't drink. Come on. And you golf.
Somebody that I know did give up drinking about I don't know, 20 years ago, right? And the only golf story I've heard from him, it was going golfing with work friends. Like, they took him out on a golf
run. Sure.
And it just pissed him off to no end. He's a pretty competitive guy.
Yeah.
But it's like, that just pissed him off to no end. So you were correct. If you don't drink or play golf, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's impossible to play golf without drinking.
Golf is a casual man's game. It's a game for a relaxer.
Yeah.
You know, you go back, you kick, you enjoy nature, you hit the little ball around, you have a good time. If you get tense and you get angry and you can't have booze or anything, but it's not a good time.
Yeah.
You're a bowler.
What's that?
Then you're a bowler.
Yeah.
You know why bowling is a little less stressful?
I think I know a lot of bowlers that just sit pop, or, well, I've seen them before.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of that.
Well, you don't see a golfer who does that.
No, never a golfer.
Really. I don't think. Well, no.
See, bowlers could do that because the ball comes back to you. So there's this built-in relaxation.
Yeah.
You know, you don't have to – you hit a bad shot. You know, you hit a gutter ball. You don't have to walk in the gutter to get your ball.
So the last bowling league that I was in, Al, another couple and I. We had a great time. But a couple of the guys, and we were like, what are you doing? Music's playing in the bowling alley. And a couple guys were always wearing headphones. And, like, what I was picturing was, like, heavy metal music. But it'd be pretty hilarious if it was, like, the dude from The Big Lebowski, and he's just listening to the greatest bowling matches of all time. That's what I imagine they really were now. Maybe I'd have been happy to see those guys now.
What an absolute brilliant piece of imagery they did in that movie with him just laying back, listening to golf, listening to bowling.
Yeah.
Which is a purely visual game.
Yeah.
And him, like, moving his hands along with it because, like, he knows what's going on.
It was good. Wow. You've never seen that before. Like,
no.
Bowling. Like,
I knew he was a serious bowler.
He was going with bowling like people listen to musicals. It was amazing.
Do you like bowling? Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, I do. I wish I had some more time for it. If I had a lot of extra time for another extracurricular, you know, we got Comedy Accent, and it's not that they're extracurriculars to me, but we do some great stuff. But, yeah, like, I decide that my joy is something that's going to make me productive, you know. I'd never be a good bowler, so I think I have a better shot with the Comedy Accident. You know, I surround myself with great comedians, make myself look better, and
naturally.
That's why I do that.
Did you know I come from a long line of bowlers?
I did not. You mentioned maybe on the show a week ago going bowling with your dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My grandfather was a great bowler.
Wow.
My dad bowls.
Wow.
I mean, he reads books and stuff about bowling. I don't know if he's any good.
And what's your bowling game like?
I get, like, the heaviest ball I can, and I get the strongest drink I could find.
Yeah.
And then I just run and throw the ball and go, woo, and watch it roll. And sometimes it's good.
So you're saying the long line of bowlers, it's taking a sabbatical on this generation.
I bowl a straight up. I bowl about an 86.
That's awesome.
That's not funny.
No, I can get up to 100.
All right.
Last year I got better as the season went on, but I was doing it for a while, so I did enjoy it. You're saying you're not interested in it.
I'm saying what we need to do.
You're just interested in it for different reasons.
Is, you know how we talked about maybe doing taking some training and then you and I having a fight?
Yeah.
We're too old for that shit.
That is true.
Why don't you and I will get a bowling trainer?
Okay.
And we'll train, and then we'll have a bowling match.
We're going to need some funds for that. So what we'll do is we'll hold, like, a contest on the radio show, get some funds, so then we can hire ourselves bowling trainers.
No, we got Kyle. I'm sure Kyle will take some time. He could come on air, talk about his bowling.
Lauren's dad would probably show us a little bit. He's bowled a couple 300 games. Kyle's bowled, I don't know, 6 or 7.
Yeah, I could get Kyle to train me. You could get Lauren's dad.
We got a guy, Kyle,
film some vignettes.
We should bring him in sometime so we could have an amazing conversation with Kyle. We could probably spend an hour talking about bowling.
I like it. We'll have a bowling show.
Yeah, I think we have a bowling show. If we did a wrestling show, we can do it, and then we'll pump up. And what will it be? One, like a match? Do they call them matches? A series.
It's a series.
Yeah,
right.
It's a series.
Maybe,
yeah.
ABC7 used to put bowling on TV.
We try to get somebody going with an over-under. Like, is the over-under 400 for the total series?
Well,
for us?
You've been in a league. You have some professional status.
I'll give you 2 weeks. You can start 2 weeks ahead of time.
All right.
That's fine.
Play some rock music.
We're going to open up the phone line soon, and Lauren will be there to answer your call very shortly. The number there is 888-787-4827. Start dialing it. Get to the last number and then hold off on pressing send. Is it send? Does calling still say send?
I don't know.
Does it say call? It should say call. It used to say send. Maybe that was back when they were handhelds. Yeah. Anyway, give us a call as soon as we'll open those up here shortly. Let me know how the Bulls are doing. I made a post from my page earlier, Al, about the Bulls, and I'm like, looks like we have the Bobcats in order. Why don't you give us a call and listen into the show?
Yeah, last I checked, the Bulls were losing.
Okay, yep.
I could actually pull it up. It's currently, I don't think it's updated. It's 43-39 halftime. Bobcats have taken the lead.
Damn, it was 33-22 when I checked on that.
So you know this whole thing going on in college sports right now. You have the Northwestern right here in town.
Okay.
The local kids, the Wildcats, if you will.
Yep.
With their purple attack, they're all lawyers. I don't know if you know that or not. People go to Northwestern, and then everyone becomes a lawyer.
That is correct.
So one of the guys who's a lawyer was a football player, and he said, well, why aren't we getting paid? And he went to the government, and he said, this is BS. We want to form a union. So now there's a union.
Yeah, they voted yes. It was in their favor, right?
It was, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they put together a team. And you know how much an average college player is worth? Like, what do you think? Well, the average price of a college player.
Oh, man.
If you were to pay him.
I couldn't tell you.
More than you and I make a year, I would assume.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a lot of money. Oh, wow. Yeah, way more than you and I make in a year. More than the average man makes in a year, by far. How much is it worth?
Well, there's this guy at Drexel University and the National College Players Association, which is helping Northwestern in its unionization push. They did a survey, and they found that the report says between $178,000 and $375,000.
Wow.
Would be what you'd have to pay a college player.
Wow. And the average college player.
The average college player.
I mean, it makes a lot of sense because some of those ball players make millions upon millions for their schools. So that's probably what how they got to it. You know, they based it off of how, like, the NFL pays, probably, something like that. And then they went and they did the same kind of average. They used the formula for how much much NFL pays them and how much money the team makes. And then they did it with the schools and how much money the schools make off the football program.
Right.
And then they were able to figure that out. I mean, I think it's a stat.
This is from Fox Sports.
Okay.
This is the quote here. The bidding war for athletes would likely be in the millions, Drexel sports management professor and report co-author Ellen Strowski told CNBC. However, I think it all depends on whether or not a players' association ends up representing the teams and players. The salaries could be effectively bargained to have some sort of minimum guaranteed salary for all. So essentially, the schools would be able to go to individuals. They'd be able to go, hey, Clark, we hear you're a pretty good punter, and we're a school that values punting. We'll give you $100,000. Then another school comes and says, Clark, you're amazing. You're the greatest punter to ever exist.
Right.
We're going to give you $200,000. And God, wow. No, sky's the limit if you're the greatest punter of all time.
Yeah,
you're a millionaire and you're not even...
The whole thing's a mess, don't you think? Don't you think the whole thing's a bit of a mess?
Yeah, like it could be. That, it could become a money.
I mean, if you're bidding to draft the guy, then it's professional sports.
It is.
I don't think they should be paid like that. Sure, it's what they're worth, but that education means a lot. And sure, it has a number to it, but that education means a little bit more than that. You have that old school form that says, oh, they get an education. That's what they get for doing it. And that's the way it is. And that's the old school. But when they're making so much money for these universities and being used is what they are.
Yeah, they are.
There is a monetary value. It's not that. I do think that it's pay them what the average college student makes. They're more better than average because they're doing a lot for the university.
Why should
because
a college...
they can't have a job. College athletes can't have a job.
Right.
So because their job is to stay in shape for the sport, doing that for the university.
But then what...
So I think they should be allowed to be paid for that.
But at some point you got to question, well, then what is a college? What is the purpose of college? Is it not a place of higher education?
Right.
Because if it's a business, then it's a business. Then it's not a place of higher education. Then I don't think the states should have teams.
Okay. The states shouldn't have teams?
The states should not have the state colleges because the states are funding the schools. Oh. They shouldn't have teams because that's a business.
You're right.
And if the states want to set up their own minor league system, that's great. Maybe the state should think about that. But
if they're state, then that's in the government. But do you privatize the colleges then?
You can't legally.
You tell them, you know what, now you guys, you need ownership. You need to be a private college. There needs to be a board. And I don't know.
It raises more questions than what the purpose of college is worth. If the purpose of college is truly education. Mm-hmm. But then again, I don't know how big a college grows without a great sports program because it generates so much revenue because, again, you don't have to pay the players. I mean, it's just this nonstop argument that just keeps going in circles that really doesn't seem to have an end in sight. But some good news for the NCAA college athletes.
I think I know where you're going. What you got?
They will be allowed to eat unlimited meals and snacks.
Well,
to Division I.
That is correct. Unlimited food and snacks, right?
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense. And then that came out, yesterday, I believe, is when they started talking about that a little bit. Great story there. They can eat food.
They can eat. Let them eat.
And let them eat. No. I find that interesting. And then today, coinciding with the unlimited food and snacks, food and supply, unlimited food supply. Sure, snacks included. Got to be. I find it very interesting that today it came out that today the NCAA has ruled that marijuana is not a performance-enhancing substance.
Sweet.
Look at that. They're going to the punishments for marijuana are going to drop a little bit.
Good.
Yeah. I'm over on Bleacher Report is where I got this report from today from Corey Smith. R. Corey Smith.
Great source for
R stands for in R. Corey Smith. He's a sports writer for
R.
Bleacher
Corey Report. Smith. Corey's a horrible name.
Is it Ryan? And Ryan Smith is
especially for
common.
A dude.
Corey Smith is good.
Corey,
I think I knew a Corey Smith back in high school.
I have never met a dude named Corey that I like.
Huh. Dennis Dodd. They're quoting a tweet from him that
Bob Dodd.
Dennis Dodd. No, not Bob Dodd. Oh, found out who he was tonight. Google him if you want to hear about it. Anyways, Dennis Dodd, the NCAA concludes that marijuana isn't performance-enhancing. Cheech, Chong, and Cheetos, thank you.
Did you know when I was in the radio division in college at Columbia College, it was considered an enhancement drug? But, you know, it's an arts college.
That's a little different. It's an artsy college.
But steroids were fine. You could take steroids, and it was okay. You know, if you need to get your voice ballsed up a little, steroids were recommended, but... Weed was a performance enhancement. You know, the thing that shocked me in the NCAA article about the meals, which I also found on Deadspin, a wonderful source of all news.
Yeah.
The average college athlete needs 5,000 calories a day.
Are you serious?
Dude,
let's go back into college.
I want to be a college
athlete.
Let's go
to college.
Because
are you kidding me?
We're both dieting.
Yeah.
And I eat 1,700 calories a day.
Yeah, I'm at 1830. Well, this weekend in Nashville, it was a little higher.
Well, sure.
1870 is what I do.
You were back in college, essentially.
But the last 2 days I've been back on it, back in gear. Still getting out and exercising. But anyway, that's 18. Are you kidding me? We had 3,000 calories. What could we play in college?
Bowling.
Lauren just said it, bowling.
Bowling, all right, that's it.
By the way, I think that the phone lines are going to be open in a minute if you're listening live.
Oh, they're open.
Phones are open. Lauren's there ready to take your call, even if you don't want to talk to us.
And what's that?
Call and talk to Lauren. She's got a great, beautiful voice.
What's that number again?
888-787-4827. 888-787-4827. I believe we have the text line open.
We do. It's 773-559-5189. Just text 773-559-5189.
You remember that Jared Lorenzen? He was the backup quarterback for the Giants. Really fat quarterback behind Kurt Warner a couple years back. He had played college at Kentucky.
Not really.
Well, about 2 months ago maybe, I posted an article on the Larcher and Lawrence site about how he was back in football, and he was always a hefty dude. But the videos that came out a couple months back said that the videos were showing him weighing approximately 320 pounds. He's like 6'1" or something, and he's a quarterback. He's basically, it was like watching a down lineman. He's playing in some kind of an arena league, not the arena league, but one of the other ones that aren't that as top as arena league. And he could still just play quarterback like a champ. And it's hard for people to take him down. Yeah, it's pretty cool. Anyway, the reason why I brought him up was he tweeted out yesterday after the food thing came out, and he said, "I'll tell you what." Oh, he is a Southern guy.
All right, by the way. I was hoping.
And he's from a Southern state. "I'll tell you what, the NCAA really lucked out that I don't have any eligibility left." He's figuring out how to spell his last name. It's Lorenzen.
Unlike yours, which is...
There should be an S in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are close in a lot
of
ways.
Can we start a weather division after I get married?
What do you mean a weather division?
Well, I just, Lauren Lawrenson. Maybe when she and I get married, she could be the weather. Doesn't that sound like a weather person name?
It kind of does. In your fantasy
weather
world?
Weather on the H with Lauren Lawrenson. You can hear it.
I mean, in your mind it is, so I'm just going to go with it. Yes. Right.
Thanks for patting my ego there, bud.
No, anytime.
No, it's awesome.
You know, the one thing I love about the Cubs is they're consistent.
Yeah.
They're consistent at being losers.
What are they losers about now?
Well, in the offseason, remember them going heavy after the Asian?
Yeah. Yeah, and the Yankees ended up with them.
Mashihiro?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Tanaka?
Yeah, Tanaka. The wrestler, you thought it was. Remember that? And then the Yankees end up with him, and that's how you jumped on their bagwagon. Probably.
And then the Yankees, who I've always... Because you see, Clark, the Yankees win. The Yankees are a team whose fundamental goal is every year we are going to win a World Series. It's not, hey, in 3 years we're going to win a World Series. It's not like, oh, we remember our, 25 past championships. No, no, no. They want to win again tomorrow. Because they are greatness. They when you think of great baseball, you think the Yankees. Well, they grab this Asian kid.
Uh-huh.
Right out, they snatch him right out from the Cubs. They say, "The Cubs, you want him? It's funny. We're going to take him."
Okay.
They take him. Today, that man plays an amazing game of baseball. Because I watched. Because you always encourage me. You're like, "Why don't you watch?" And I'm like, "Okay, let me see what's going on." I saw Bonifacio and all the guys playing.
You're catching names. Soriano.
Anthony Rizzo.
Yeah. Kid from Lauren's hometown, from her school, hit his first home run for the Yankees playing second base last week.
Wow.
Yeah.
Scott Sizemore?
Nope. That's a good guess. Lauren, you remember the last name? Nope. Yep. Me neither. I'll Riggs or...
Brian McCann?
Is there a Riggs?
Riggs.
I don't remember.
Riggs.
Yeah.
Well, anyways, that pitcher today kicked the hell out of the Cubs. Cubs lost 3-0.
But they're playing again, and the last I saw was a tie scored for the doubleheader. They got rained out yesterday. You know, I didn't know that, and I was talking to my dad about it earlier. He likes the Cubs. He seemed like... I was like, I had no idea they got rained out yesterday. I usually pay more attention to the Major League Club than I'm doing, but I'm not interested in it.
Well, right now, I mean, listen, baseball is in an infant stages. They play 375 games a year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, there's 7 games a night, so you never, it's okay. You don't have to watch right now.
Right.
Meanwhile, basketball, they're about done with their games. They're getting ready for some playoffs.
Yeah, they are.
Hockey, same story.
That's a good teaser. Hockey's a good teaser, but there were a couple things that I wanted to talk about with the Cubs.
Okay.
Of course, I've been preaching a lot about the prospects. They have some great position player prospects. And you remember a couple weeks ago I told you they got a kid named Javi Baez, and they're not going to bring him up, Al. This is kind of the business side of baseball. They weren't going to bring him up because there's this rule two, or he could be a rule two, or hell, I forget the name of it, but
is it that
basically
special?
If you hold him off and not bring him up to the major league club for mm-hmm. a certain amount of games, then you basically don't have to You can get an extra year out of him.
Okay.
So if he only ends up playing in, let's say, 110 games this year.
Right.
That's what the rule is. So he's staying down for a business decision was why he went down pretty much. Otherwise, they'd give him a shot up here. He got hurt a couple weeks ago, rolled his ankle.
Ooh.
Really, really scared the hell out of him. So it's like, well, is he going to be able to come up then? But seems like he found out that he just rolled it. I know he was scared about it at first. The good news on it is he looks like he's going to be able to get back to action quicker than he thought. And then I bet you see him up by the end of the year. And that's good. Currently with the AAA Des Moines, Iowa Cubs, which I'd love to get the road trip out there to Des Moines. He's batting .214 with 2 home runs and 3 RBI.
What are they, the Des Moines
what? A little bit of a low batting average. They're the Iowa Cubs.
They're the Iowa Cubs.
Yeah.
Is that how the teams do it?
And that's like, they don't have, yeah.
Don't they normally have different names?
Yeah, a lot of them do cities, but what other city has a AAA ball club in Iowa? Like, they could market the whole state by calling them the Iowa Cubs.
Do they wear, like, the Cubs logo, like, the unis?
The Iowa Cubs, I would say, are the reason that the Cubs have so many Iowa fans come. That's why you see so many. That's why a lot of the Wrigleyville bars are Iowa bars.
And let me tell you something about Iowa people. They can't drive.
Yeah, well, some of them pee on doorsteps, you know.
Yeah, they think the city's
and it's
a farm.
Not just, I'm not giving the whole Iowa. It's not Iowa. It's not only Iowa. It's Cubs. It's Cubs fans from everywhere. That's a playground up there for adults.
I thought Cubs fans had so many fans because of WGN.
That too. That's a lot of it as well.
Yeah,
WGN played in Iowa, and they had the Iowa Cubs. I mean, they're able to, especially around the Des Moines area. There's got to be a ton. Especially since there are no professional sports in Iowa.
Right.
They're all fans of places from other cities. There's no major professional sports team.
You know why?
The Iowa Cubs are the highest, I believe, that they have out there.
It's because
arena leagues and stuff like that, but that's it.
Iowa doesn't deserve sports.
Really?
The professional teams have decided this.
I'm going to bat for Iowa. I've never had a bad time in Iowa.
Name one professional team that wants to move to Iowa.
Is this heaven? No, this is Iowa, Al. It's great.
Do you think LeBron James would ever go, you know, I think I'm going to move to Iowa?
Growing up in Iowa is very similar to growing up in Kirkland, Illinois, and I enjoyed Kirkland, Illinois a lot.
Was
it's
it
flat
Super...
and it's crops.
Was
that's,
Superman
that's what
from
you
Iowa?
Have, and it's great, and I loved it. No, Superman, Kansas. Kansas on Superman.
Oh. Metropolis, Illinois.
Well, no, Metropolis, Illinois is a place, but Ashton Kutcher's from Iowa.
Okay, you're making my case stronger. Keep going.
What's Tom?
Tom Sizemore?
No, Roseanne's husband.
Tom Arnold.
Tom Arnold.
Okay,
from Iowa. Yeah,
thank you.
But that's not all. Like the great painting American Gothic, the farmer with the wife and the pitchfork.
Yeah.
Painted in Iowa. That's one of the most famous paintings in the world. It's down at one of the greatest art museums in the world, the Art Institute of Chicago. That's where the original painting is. There's a lot of great things
because
from Iowa.
It looks like the cover of a Mad
I'm
magazine.
I'm not even from the state, and I'll back them up, my friend.
That's why
Iowa, here's to you.
Oh, you're crazy.
Cheers.
I don't hate Iowa. Like, I hate Ohio, you know?
Speaking of cheers and speaking of people from different places, Al, people that come on these Segway tours with me, from, like, Australia and the Brits. Cheers. Cheers is about everything. Cheers, mate. It's like, thanks for helping me out. Cheers, mate. And I'm like, where's the drink? They all know that that's the way the American saying is, too, because I'll be like, cheers, huh? Because somebody's already told them. Some asshole told them. And I was like, cheers. And they're like, yeah, we know. And I was like, yeah, that's awesome. And I've started doing it.
Oh, no.
Yeah, here and there. Is that bad?
Yeah, that's going to be obnoxious. You know when Madonna starts faking
She
starts
bad.
Faking the British accent? That's what you're turning
you. You're
into.
Right. I won't let it happen.
They also say the C word a lot.
They do.
Yeah.
That is not as offensive.
No. To them, that's a common... it's like we say shit.
Yeah,
they
say. Hey, hit us up at any time at Larcher Lawrence and on Twitter. He's larger than life on Twitter. I am. Where's Clark on the Twitter? We got a comedy accident show coming up. We've been talking about it for a couple weeks now. But in case you missed the last couple episodes, it is April 26th, a week and a half from the live show. So if you're listening to us after April 26th, you might have missed a heck of a show. But There's going to be one shortly. We're about to tell you information about that.
Yeah.
We're going to be doing two shows in May.
This is
yeah.
going to be phenomenal.
I'm excited. We're going to work for Comedy Action. It's been a while. We're jumping back in with all feet in the pool, and I'm happy about it. What you're going to see on the 26th at 7 p.m. when the doors open over there at the Underground, you're going to see some old and some new from Comedy Accident. Al and I and Casey and Patrick and Eric and Philip, we've been working hard at the Comedy Accident Lounge. Comedy Accident Loft. What is it? The Comedy Accident Loft? The attic?
Something like that.
Well, we were in the dungeon, and now we've gone to the attic.
We've gone to the top of the schoolhouse.
Yeah, we were rehearsing in the dungeon, and now we've gone upstairs. And it's a great mix. It's made for some interesting work as we revisit some old scenes and revisit some new scenes. We're so quick that we've already revisited our new scenes.
Yeah. If you got nothing to do, if you like watching these shows on TV, if you like seeing sketch comedy and you like laughing, then why not come see it live? Why not support some local theater? Why not have a good time?
And how about the price we're charging? We're able to give one of the best Comedy Accident deals that we've done. We've been together for about 6 years, and I'm very happy to say, just come and give us $5.
$5.
$5 donation at the door, and we'll let you come watch some good Chicago comedy.
When I was a kid, it used to cost a penny to get those Swedish fish. Now, if you want to get the Swedish fish, you know, the red fish?
What?
The red fish candy?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about, right?
Yeah.
Two packages of them cost about $5.
Wow.
So,
wow.
I mean, I'm just saying.
I dig it. We've gone the other way. We've charged $20 for a show before, and it went well. And so now we're doing some shows over there at the Underground Lounge, April 26th, 952 West Newport Avenue. Right there, about 3 blocks south of historic Wrigley Field. So my Iowa friends, if you're coming in around that time to catch a Cubs game, if you happen to be on the night, follow us at the Larcher and Lawrence and Sports Show. Follow us on Facebook. We're at the Larcher and Lawrence and Sports Show there, at Larcher Lawrence and on Twitter. And you'll know when the Comedy Accident will be performing. Comedy Accident's on Facebook, too. Am I plugging too much?
No, not at all. I'm looking at the list of Iowans, famous Iowans.
Yeah, it's a good list.
I have to apologize.
Okay, what's on it?
Because you got some turds on there. You got Ashton Kutcher. You got the lead singer of Fun.
God, Fun was apparently a pretty good band before that song happened to them.
I don't mind them.
Yeah. Every state has.
But you forgot to mention John Wayne, who is no means a turd, and Johnny Carson.
Oh, yeah.
So... I mean, those two alone could... Yeah,
how did we not know that?
They're definitely on my list of...
Tom Arnold was on there too, though, right?
Kurt Warner, that hurts a little.
Oh,
Donna Reed, let's see here. Jerry Mathers, who I think was Beaver on Leave It to Beaver, so that takes him down a little bit, too.
I concur. I pretty much think that as well.
Herbert Hoover, I think maybe pops him up a bit. Tom Arnold, yep, that crashes it. Darren Sproles, yeah.
Darren Sproles. Yeah, I don't know. It's a good list of famous people from Iowa.
William Frawley, who was?
Oh, that one should be there. He's like a dad or something. No?
Close.
Who was it?
I Love Lucy.
Oh.
Fred Mertz.
Yeah, he was a dad, right?
I don't know.
Yeah, not what I was going for. But
George Reeves, or the original Superman.
Oh, there you go. So Iowa has a lot of good things.
Yeah,
like I told you,
all right.
That painting's not too shabby. It's in pretty much every farmhouse in the history of the planet.
It's been reproduced too many times to make it interesting.
Nah, it's been reproduced, but you can go see the original at the Art Institute. Chicago residents get in for free Thursday nights from 5 to 8.
When's the last time you went to the Art Institute?
I shouldn't say, being a tour guide. It's been a good, like,
because there's
5 years.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, 2 years ago I went to a wedding there.
That doesn't count.
Come on.
That doesn't count. I cannot remember the last time I went, and I think last time I went, I was underwhelmed.
Underwhelmed?
Yeah.
I remember
a lot of stairs.
I was on Reddit the other day and found you can actually, like, I think it's the same as, like, Google Earth. You can see the entire museum from one of, it's like Google Earth. It's basically like that, but you're in the museum. It's like the moment you realize you can visit a museum from your, you know, pajamas.
Well, there's something about seeing a piece of work in person over a phone screen.
Like, I didn't even go through it because I'm like, if I'm going to see this, I'll go down the street and go check this out.
Now, I've always been impressed with the Chicago Cultural Center.
Have you?
Yeah, that's always a great place.
I enjoy it. The original
just
Chicago Library. Al?
Was
the Chicago Cultural Center.
Did
yeah.
I know that.
The library was there, and the reason why we built the library was because after the Great Chicago Fire, I think it was Britain, well, some other country, donated a bunch of books to replace our library.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't know we didn't have a library beforehand. So then we had to build a library.
Right. They didn't have the internet back then, so they couldn't just Google.
So that was the library until they built the Harold Washington.
Yeah.
And now it's the cultural center. That Tiffany Dome in there, you dig it?
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah.
I got some pictures.
And if you go there on a weekday during lunch hour, there's always live music in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you it's a great place just to walk into and not expect anything.
Yeah, you don't have to pay a thing to walk into this.
There are some paid exhibits in there. You know, the original home of the Radio Hall of Fame was there.
You told me that, and it moved.
Yeah.
Because Howard Stern does.
Howard Stern refuses to be a part of it.
Well, how is he? Yeah.
Exactly. That's his point.
I know. He's just saying what it is. Unreal. So he's been invited a lot.
What?
That's a good little walk down the middle of Chicago there.
It is. Yeah.
I enjoy it. I mean, it's good for anybody. So check this out. I'll give Jason Ferrari credit for sending me this article earlier. Al, I know I've done the dating thing, but I never did the online dating. And I know a lot of people are doing it, and it works out. I wish I had done it. I have good friends where it's worked out for them. But what you don't know is that now there is a new one. For pretty much, like, just really not good people. There's a new dating site out. And
J-Date?
No, it's worse. Look this up. You're not going to believe me. GreenBayPackersLovers.com.
Oh, come on.
GreenBayPackersLovers.com. Jason Wild at Jason J. Wild on Twitter. I think he's he does Green Bay sports for like ESPN. He reports for their website up there, I think. GreenBayPackersLovers.com, according to his tweet, they have 161 men and 181 women signed up right now.
Well, the women on there are the ones that NASCAR turned away. Yeah, I mean, really. These are the people who work at Walmart at 3 in the morning.
Yeah.
On a Thursday night.
You know what? I hate to give tips to the enemy and whatnot, to the enemy, but the people behind that website would be smart if they, you know, paid a little money and paid some models some money to pose as people on their site.
Yeah.
That would help them out a great deal. Not models, but just like...
Well, you're certainly not going to...
Find the tent.
How many people
find
are in tent. Green Bay? There's, what, about 300 people in a toilet?
Yeah. I mean, I'm an ugly Bears fan, you know? So who am I to talk?
But an ugly Bears fan is still...
Way better than a Packers fan.
Like, beyond.
Better than a 10 in
better
Packers.
Than a 10.
No doubt about it. Oh.
So, Alden Smith, did you see that?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I saw that he got into a little bit more trouble.
Yeah, he... But he's
been trouble-ridden.
He said he had a bomb at the airport. So, a little bit of a...
I did forget that.
Yeah, a little...
that's something else.
A little crazy. And they're talking about releasing him.
From jail?
No, from the 49ers.
Oh, that's not good.
And he's a damn good linebacker.
Okay. No, he's damn good.
But
so
he's crazy.
So what are you saying?
Well, I'm saying I don't think we have the money anyway.
You know the McCaskies would generally not do anything like that, but under the new team, they don't have the money for it. The Bears
do. I don't think they do either. But,
okay.
I mean, you have Brandon Marshall. You say, hey, listen, we got a guy here who's mentally ill.
Mm-hmm.
Who says he's mentally ill, who has issues, and he's dealing with them, and he's doing a damn fine job of it, an amazing job of it.
Yeah.
Why don't you come be a part of our family here? We understand your issues. Chicago is a great place to have mental problems because there's a lot of help out here. There's a lot of great doctors because, I mean, we go a little crazy because we have the winner.
Dude, I'll tell you what, there's somebody who promotes mental health.
Yeah.
And because he's dealt with it himself. Brandon Marshall, man.
Yeah.
You know what? A lot of people don't take this disease seriously enough,
no,
to be honest.
No, they don't.
Sure. And people are too quick to write it off as they're a criminal. You know, somebody does a criminal act because of it. But, I mean, it's the real deal. I've seen it firsthand. I know we, you know, I'd like to see Marshall at least reach out.
Yeah, I don't know.
That being said, he said he had a bomb in an airport. I don't know if there's anything to
say. And you
say.
Do remember a guy named Alonzo Spellman who was walking down the highway naked with a gun. And
yeah, there's no reason to bring an Elvis Smith to the Bears.
Yeah.
I was just trying to rationalize with that.
I don't know.
Some people there's just no rationalizing with, man.
You give me a good contract, though. You put me a contract where there's like a crazy clause in there that I could get out of.
Uh-huh.
I'd consider it, but then again, I'm not saying just throw a guy away either. But
we'll see.
You got to win, though. I mean, it's all about winning in the end.
Oh yeah, no doubt about it. Last game of the season, Bulls picked it back up. For those of you live listeners who want to listen to us while watching the game, we're great for that. It's 60-59 Bulls. The third quarter's got 3/10 of a second left. There you go.
There it is. Yeah, 59-60 Bulls. Pacers kicking the hell out of Magic.
Oh, really? What's the score there?
Pacers 70, Magic 56. Two minutes left in the third.
I think the Bulls still have a shot at the third seed.
I think they are going to get the third seed.
They are.
I think that's the way it's looking.
It was looking like the fourth seed for a minute.
Yeah.
So now they're going to be in the same bracket as the Heat.
Okay.
If they do.
I want to get it over with.
They have to win, right?
Who?
The Bulls.
They have to beat the Heat? What do you mean they have to win?
They have to win tonight to get it.
I think so, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that's right. And I think somebody else has to lose, too. But I want the Heat. I don't know what your feeling is at this, but I want to see if the first game in the playoffs could be Bulls Heat. I want to see it.
Well,
I want to see
the
Bulls catch them with their pants down, go out there, out-hustle them like they always do, play good basketball, and maybe win the thing, maybe unseat them, because I have a feeling the Heat are going to be unseated this year. And I don't think the Bulls have a good chance, but there is a chance. You get to the playoffs, you have a chance.
No, you're right on that.
Not as much in basketball as, say, football, but there's definitely truth.
You're right, but here's the way the NBA season is going, and I've kind of been watching as an outsider. God, we got to get like Brent or Patrick on here.
Oh, yeah.
Patrick would be great to come in to talk about it. The Pacers have been playing like complete ass since the end of the...
Well, the Pacers, forget them. They're done.
Since the end of that. Well, what I'm saying is, I think that the Bulls would have given them a hell of a run for their money and could have won. And they wouldn't have gotten to them until the second round. But if they do end up with the Heat in the second round, then, man, they'll be able to play with them. They'll be able to beat them down because the Bulls are currently the scariest team in the league.
So the Mavericks are playing.
They'd definitely be able to. But the Bulls would. Nobody's given them a shot to win at all. But they know that they will wear down the Heat.
Right.
Like, if they play the Heat, they will beat them down. Right. That's what a Tom Thibodeau coach team does. And with a guy like Joakim Noah and the heart that he has, it's pretty much set.
It's set. It's set in stone. That's what's going to happen. I hope so.
Yep.
You know what I can't stand is when people pull out in front of you and then drive slow.
Okay.
Like, what's the reasoning? Well, I know the reasoning. The guy was looking for a parking space.
Okay.
So why do you have to get in front of me? Why can't you wait till I go by, pull out, and then you have nobody behind you?
I need to know from you real quick on that. What is the Boston Wizards score? You got it?
Wizards fighting to stay in there. Let's see.
If the Wizards lose and the Bulls win, the Bulls are the third seed.
Washington Wizards 40, Boston Celtics 30.
Okay. I have 38-24. You have 40-30.
Yeah.
All right.
Only 10 minutes have gone by in the there's 10 minutes left in the second. So it's a lot of game left.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it. That'll decide their third seed status. Which third seed keeps them in the bracket with the Heat?
Mm-hmm.
I believe, and second seed with the Pacers.
Okay.
Or fourth seed.
Fourth seed? So we want the fourth seed.
Yeah. Because they could actually get by them. I'm not saying the first round's going to be tough for them, too. So
I'm telling you, I'd like to see the Heat. Let's get it on.
Yep.
It's now or never.
Okay. Good. Wow. That's got to be a wild tiebreaker for why that matters, the third and the sixth seed there. Interesting. Hey, thanks so much for listening to us at the Larcher and Lawrence Sports Show. He's a larger.
He's Clark Lawrenson.
What have you been thinking about the Chicago Bears as of late?
I just want to get to the draft. I just want to see what's going to happen. I saw, you know, we picked up a couple more players last week.
Yeah.
Just small role players. But that's great. That's one of the things that excites me about Emery is he looks for depth, and depth is important to him. And he's going out there and he's finding it, or he's trying to. So,
well, yesterday, NFL.com, Daniel Jeremiah from there wrote a...
Jeremiah was a bullfrog.
No, that is definitely true. They wrote an article where they're saying that they're wondering what are the possibilities of Aaron Donald joining Jared Allen. If Aaron Donald is picked with that 14th spot,
who the hell is Aaron Donald?
He's that lineman. They've had his name. He's the defensive lineman, Aaron Donald.
I haven't got my draft magazine yet. I haven't gone through and studied numbers yet. It's about time.
Okay.
I think this week.
He's from Pittsburgh. They like Donald. And the reasons be from NFL.com story here is he's more of a pass rushing presence. And, he's got a pass rushing preference, and we could use some more of that.
I'd really like to see the safety. I know I keep harping on that, but I want, Clinton Dix or Pryor. I want to see the safety or cornerback right there would be exciting, too. I'm not so excited to see a defensive lineman.
All right.
And I think it's just because every time it seems we grab one, they don't pan out.
Okay.
There's a lot of hype, and nothing ever becomes of them.
You're going based on history, and in the statistics people or the people who don't have, you know, the kind of loyalty or think, you know, in that term, they'll tell you that's a crapshoot, so you can just throw those stats out the window, you know. So then you can just go with best player available is the idea there. But if we're going safety, I mean, it looks like Clinton Dix, if he's still available, is the favorite there for them to go with, which is good. Otherwise, what, Calvin Pryor from Louisville?
That would be great, too. I would be excited.
If they pass on both of them, NFL.com is thinking maybe Desmond Southward out of Wisconsin. He's a projected middle-of-the-round pick, has experience playing both corner and safety in college, and he has excellent size and speed. He's 6 foot tall.
And that's what Emery likes. He likes,
So he showed stiffness in his movements last season.
I bet he did.
He thinks Southward could be a value pick on, this is on day three.
See, this is like a wrap-up guy.
Okay. Yeah.
It is an Emery-type guy, though. He likes guys who can play multiple positions, and he likes prototype-sized players. So that's exactly ideal.
And it's not like we haven't seen Emery pick a guy that was probably projected second round or third round before.
That's
pick
true.
Him in the first round. That's We've true. Seen it him do it.
Thank you for sharing this information, because now when they call his name in the first round and everyone's going, who? I'll be like, oh, no, he's a safety cornerback projected.
You'll finally have that information. We found it.
Because, God, I remember
long,
that.
It's like, I'm just like, I think Howie Long has a kid in this draft. And then, boom. Yeah. Unreal.
I was working. I'm getting off this year. I was working. And, you want to work at Thursday night?
No, I'm good. I got some things
you
going on.
You don't like the draft.
You give me your Friday. Ask JB to work your Thursday for you.
How does that help me at all?
Well, it gets us watching the draft together on a Thursday night.
Yeah, I'm gonna. But why do I have to give you my Friday in that exchange?
Oh,
it seems like JB could just watch my Thursday.
I just haven't worked a weekend in a while. I want to work a weekend. I'm pitching. What? No, yeah, just ask him to work your Thursday. But give him a day off, so then, you know, I'll work Saturday.
All right.
The Larger Lawrence supports you. I'm Clark Lawrence, and he is Al Larcher.
Cute over there.
The great Alfred Ferdinand Larcher. Al, your pal. Stay tuned.
Stay tuned.
Yeah, this is where I'm going to talk
over.
Oh,
my God, I might just die
right
tonight.
There,
I might die tonight. It's
Clark and Division.
There was something. Tonight on Current Affair, we go inside the NFL.
With Al Larcher.
Here's my issue. Here's my problem with the draft magazines. I feel like every time I buy one, immediately a week later, I see a better one that has more stuff. And those damn magazines aren't cheap.
They're not?
You know how much a draft magazine costs? On average.
Well, I think it's cheap, so I think it's like $9.99.
Okay, that's about right. Yeah, they range from about $7 to $12.
It's always surprised me when I've looked at them. That's why I've never bought them.
Yeah.
But to you, they're worth the value.
I like reading them, and I'm a bit of a hoarder, so I like collecting them.
Do they
them.
Still charge that much? Don't they understand that there's the internet out there?
The internet
like
charges,
the World
too.
The Wide Web. Yeah, but you like the old – you don't buy a daily
oh,
paper.
You know what? That's actually
you don't
not
buy
a
daily
idea.
Newspaper. Yeah, just buy one online. You got your tablet.
And then they're going to update it.
God. We're killing the magazine and the newspaper industry.
I do like the little pictures, though.
Yeah. Do you cut them out and put them on your wall still?
No, I still don't do that. I did it one time when I was a kid. I bought like 100 magazines and cut out and just covered the walls in pictures.
Oh, okay.
It was everything. It was like Reagan to Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Nothing wrong with a little Hacksaw Jim Duggan.
Nothing. No, not at all.
They used Hacksaw in Nashville. At the beginning of the game, they got a good old hoe out of the screen.
Really?
That one I enjoyed.
That's awesome.
After their goals, they play Tim McGraw singing. I like it. I love it in a Predator jersey. Yeah. It's awful. And then they do the dumbest of dumb chants. And they scored a lot.
Oh, that's right. You went to
Yeah, Hawks. We were at the National Hawks, National Predators and Blackhawks game.
Wow, it only took us an hour to get to that.
Well, you know.
So how was your experience? How did the game go?
I enjoyed it a lot. It was 50-50. This was the tease the whole time. We're going to say listen to the show, and then we'll get to the fun.
Why did you kick off? You could. I mean, this is kind of interesting. I
didn't know anyone was interested in the story.
How drunk did you get? How drunk were you going into the game?
We got pretty darn drunk. Drank a lot of beer, though, so I didn't get real drunk. But we drank a ton of beer. And going into the game, to be honest, we had gone down. We had a couple beers at a couple bars. Then we went back and regrouped. I took a nap. Got about an hour nap in, and then walked down to the game. They had this nice celebration outside, giving away free pizza.
Because what is it?
Giving away free pizza out there because it was the Nashville fans weekend.
Is it the Bridgeport? Is that what
it is? The Bridgeport.
And it's
right there on
right
Broadway.
On the square.
I mean, Tootsie's is right. You could see Legends and Tootsie's right there.
When I went in, this is funny. When I went in there, I saw a huge concert.
That's when you fell for Taylor Swift, I think. Like,
it
for
is.
For her music.
Yeah,
that's
I
when
saw
you're like,
her
that girl's
night.
Good.
I saw Tim McGraw, I saw Faith Hill, mm-hmm. I saw Sandra Bullock, I saw anybody in country, because Nashville flooded, and it was an event to raise money for the
flood.
Oh,
flooding. Wow, so all the stars
everyone
were
out. Was there.
Oh, that's great. That's
and
great.
Everyone sang like one song.
And everyone was happy, people supporting a cause.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's good. So you enjoyed it?
And I was on a trip.
Okay, yeah.
So it was amazing. But
I know, you took a trip down to Nashville. That's great.
Right. So what was I getting? Oh, when I walked in, they handed me a chicken sandwich.
Really?
You think it's a thing there? They just give you food when you walk into that place?
Was it Chick-fil-A or was it one
yeah,
of the
local joints?
Yeah, it was
like one of the two.
That's amazing. That's
yeah,
brilliant.
You got a full-size sandwich.
Really nice people as you walk in.
Friendly.
I mean, they didn't hand me a sandwich, but my God. Very nice, even to the Blackhawks fans, even when they were getting a little rowdy outside. Like, there was a group of rowdy Blackhawks fans out there.
Yeah.
They had a tunnel, and they were cheering on the Nashville fans, mainly because the Blackhawks bring a ton of people down there, so they wanted to show their Nashville pride. So then the Blackhawks fan next to their tunnel, like 30 Blackhawks fans got together and were starting a tunnel and cheering on as Blackhawks fans walked through their line.
Yeah.
It was funny, maybe a little bit overkill. But the Nashville people were like, all right, that's enough. They split it up. Go inside. And I know that I had heard some stories from friends of mine where they saw some Blackhawks fans being pretty rude to Nashville fans, which where I was around, it wasn't like that.
Okay.
It was, yes, we're cheering the heck out of the Blackhawks. And the Nashville fans were cheering the heck out of the Blackhawks, or out of the Predators, of course. And it was goal against goal. I mean, they lost 7-5, but in the last 2 minutes of regulation, there were four goals. One of them was just an open netter for the Predators, but Nashville scored to go up. Then right after that, the Blackhawks pulled their goalie with 2 minutes left, scored a goal, Al. And if you could imagine half and half Blackhawks fans and Predators fans, Blackhawks fans just couldn't believe it. They scored a goal right after they pulled their goalie with a minute and a half left. Pumped up. It's like, we got it now. My section, we kind of started ribbing on their chant because I thought it was funny. I'm like, you, because that's part of their chant. They're like, you and you and you. And they point at like a million people and like chant you. And they actually say you suck during it. So anyway, then the Blackhawks tie it up. We're going to go to overtime. Not 30 seconds later, the Predators scored. And then that's it. Then they got their empty netter. But for a minute there, it was a hell of a lot of fun.
Wow. No, that's great.
I enjoyed it. The atmosphere. Here's something. What do you think of this? In Nashville, they did God Bless America. And then they didn't sing the Star-Spangled Banner after that.
seems like Nashville. That seemed right.
Why would that be Nashville and seem right?
Huh?
What major sporting event have you gone to where you haven't heard the national anthem? I don't know.
I don't know. That's a good question. I've never really...
I'm just saying. I happen to be near a soldier who was not too pleased about it. You know, a veteran.
He wasn't from Nashville, was he?
Of our war. Huh?
He wasn't from Nashville, though, was he?
No. No, he wasn't.
He was just a pissed off Chicagoan. Cornelius and then while his fat ass out there.
Well, here's the thing. When we were there last year, and the Blackhawks fans cheered. Last year, I think there were more Blackhawks fans that keep the red out.
Oh, you think we offended them, so they just didn't do it?
Oh, no, they didn't do it because of that. No, that's exactly it. There's no doubt about it. That's like, it's written in articles. It's out there.
So because we cheered during them singing the Star Spangled Banner,
yeah.
They flat out, they won't do it while we're in the house.
I think it's a matter of, like, giving the Blackhawks team energy, you know, based off of that. So, they didn't do it.
Wow.
It was crazy.
Are we there? Because they haven't been there that long.
I don't think that we should
cheer. Are we their Packers?
I don't think we might be now. No, I don't think so, because I think a lot of cities are starting to travel well there. Because I found an article about the Dallas Stars. They did the same thing. I think it was a couple years ago where they didn't play it because apparently when they say star in the national anthem, the Stars fans all yell out, stars. And, of course, Dallas fans want to go to Nashville.
Yeah.
That's when they'd go.
Well, I've heard that. People love Nashville.
And it's where the arena is set up. I think it's a blessing and a curse for the team. But I'll tell you what, I think they make a heck of a lot of money. I'm pretty sure that beer costs a little more than it did a couple years ago, too.
Yeah.
But for the most part, all the bars were really great, and you know the bartenders were happy to see the Blackhawks fans back.
You know what Nashville's nickname is?
The Music City.
Cashville.
Oh, the Music City's Memphis, right?
No, it is Nashville.
Cashville.
Cashville.
The Predators use as their marketing, it's Smashville.
Okay.
Yeah, of course.
Well,
you know what? Going around to those bars... You get into them, and you every single place has a great band, Al. Just good music. They're playing all covers and stuff, but whatnot, and it was good. A few members of the group couldn't understand. There was a ton of Tom Petty. Everybody. And, you know, we'd just been to the George Strait concert. He covered a Tom Petty song in his encore. I know it's a crossover. It's kind of Southern rock.
Yeah.
Petty.
People love Tom Petty.
He's great, man. People love it. But every place that we went into was doing a Tom Petty song. And I think we heard like Mary Jane too.
Did you boo one time and walk out?
Nope, I didn't boo it.
Oh, you got a loudly boo. And
I will say that I know of somebody who walked up and asked a band when we got to a place to not play Tom Petty.
The best place I ever went to there, the best show I ever saw was called the Wagon Wheel. It's kind of a little shithole. It's like not that exciting.
Knock me over like a wagon wheel.
Yeah, well, maybe it's popular now because of that song.
It probably is.
There was a dude in there who was just flat out, he like was roasting the audience and just Mr. Personality. Like, and then you would ask him to play a song and he'd play whatever you wanted. And, you know, like I asked for some like Jerry Jeff Walker.
Yeah.
And he nailed the Jerry Jeff Walker song, so God bless him.
Wow. Yeah. We're getting there pretty close, man. It's been great to do another fun episode with you.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, it's been a good time. Again, we have the Comedy Accident show coming up. He's Al Archer.
And we are pulling out some magic for it, and you're going to want to attend, and I can't wait to see you. We will sign the official Larcher and Lawrence in 8x10 if we see you there.
Yeah. Again, that's...
While supplies last.
While supplies last.
Huh? You're just supposed to brush it off, Clark. You're not supposed to bring attention to it.
Oh, bring attention to what? What?
Are you okay over there?
Yeah, I'm doing just fine.
Your hair's getting a little longer. You got a little ponytail popping out of the back of the hair there.
Where's
the back
that?
Of the hat.
Are you offended by it?
A little bit. It's distracting.
Nah, it's all right.
Can't park on the street tonight. Nope. Street cleaning tomorrow.
My friend, not here. Next week is street cleaning on this on these streets.
Con artists.
Yeah.
Criminals.
Thank you all so much for listening to this magical hour of radio. I'd like to thank Lauren for her hard work on the phones tonight.
Peace and love.
We do it. We do this thing here every week. The new podcast is usually available by the end of the evening on, what night is that? Wednesday nights. That's tonight, my friend. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
Did you really like that salad that I made tonight?
You did. You made a phenomenal salad.
It was from a recipe called a chicken Caesar, but I don't think it was.
Yeah.
Good night to the live listeners in about 10 seconds. Thank you so much for listening. You enjoyed it, though? It was called a Caesar, but it didn't end up being much of a Caesar.
It was good. I enjoyed it. I really did. It was.
This is a Ricky Ricardo production.
Oh, I don't mean to do that.
No, it's fine, but there's always so much
I don't want
to
be that guy that
you can say about a salad. It was good. It was a great. I enjoyed the salad. It was good. Thank you, Clark, for the salad.
I'm not very good at making food, so I try my best.
You're getting better.
I'm working on it. I'm working on it. Soon I'm going to be real good. I'll have the right utensils and whatnot.
Yeah. It's like at the end of Gran Torino. You remember?
Sure.
The little the little Asian kid was in the garage, and he was looking at all the tools.
Oh, yeah.
And then the old man's like, why don't you take this here and this here? And he's like, how'd you get all these tools? He's like, this is a lifetime, son.
There you go.
That's exactly. You're like that with salads.
Yeah, there you go. And those were all of his tools that he had accumulated.
Next week, I hope you get forks, though.
New forks?
Okay, yes, new forks. Thanks for the yes and there.
Oh, I missed it. What'd you say? Forks?
Yeah.
I'm bringing plates. This is your teaser for the Comedy Accident Show. I'm bringing plates and knives and forks from our apartment for the Comedy Accident Show. That's all I'm going to say.
Wow.
For a prop. Oh, that's going to bring people out.
I'm nervous about that.
Are you?
Yeah.
No, it's going to be good. I like that you're nervous. That's good. You'll get there.
All right. Well, thanks for listening.
Thanks so much. He's Al Larcher. I'm Clark Lawrence. And at Larcher Lawrence.
He's Lawrence. I'm Larcher. This is Larcher Lawrence. To be continued.
Nice doing a show. It's when the homies get the money
through the field, though. If you don't know me, I'll be guessing. This is a Ricky Ricardo production. Yeah, Billy Jan's here. Yeah, Black Keys here. Yeah, Mo B's here. Yeah. You say it's poppin' if it's rockin', listen. You can never ruin me. I'm good, I flooded the hood like AC. I'm modest, cause you ain't really gotta praise me. I'm the artist that's generally known as OG. With the Mac, with whatever big track you can never beat. Oh, no. What you do to me?
Hi, this is Merle Haggard, and you're listening to Big Al Archer. Stay tuned. To me.